The imperfect tense can be used with a gerund to communicate that a person was doing something while also doing something else. While l'imparfait is more common than le gérundif, the two can be used together to talk about simultaneous events that happened in the past. Note, do not confuse the following. L'imparfait must agree with first, second, third person, singular or plural, and is used with a subject pronoun. It is used to say was, ing, or used to. Il parlait avec sa sœur. Le gérundif is used to say while, by, ing, and does not take a subject pronoun. Il cuisinait en parlant avec sa sœur. Forming le gérundif. Le gérundif, or the gerund in English, is the ing form of a verb. It is used in French to say while, by, ing. In French, the gerund always comes after en. We form le gérundif by taking the present tense conjugation in the nous form, dropping the ons ending from le présent and adding ant, en parlant. Je rangeais ma chambre tout en regardant la télé.
I was cleaning my room while watching the TV.
Je faisais de l'exercice tout en écoutant de la musique.
I was exercising while listening to music.
Elle parlait en attendant le bus. Je mangeais une portion de gâteau tout en bronzant à la piscine.